Today's date is February 16th, 2011. My name is John Erling. Buddy, will you state your full name, please, your date of birth, and your present age?
Yes, it's S.M. My real name is Sevier, S-A-V-I-E-R, Moreland Fallis, Jr. That became Buddy because my sister could not pronounce or remember that name. So most people know me as Buddy or S.M. Fallis, Jr. I am 76 years of age. I was born December the 19th, 1934.
Where are we recording this interview?
This is in the Dorward Law Offices, which actually was City Hall beginning in 1917 for the city of Tulsa. It's where I office and where I have officed since I left the prosecution area of law. I guess I've been in this building now for 30 years, maybe.
We should point out that this was officially known as the Tulsa Municipal Building at 4th and Cincinnati. Actually, the architectural firm of Rush, Endicott, and Rush were asked to design and construct a building to house the city government of Tulsa.
That is correct.
As a matter of fact, that firm also is responsible for the National Bank building and the Boston Avenue Methodist Church.
Oh, yes.
As the architect for this building. The city government remained in this building from 1917 until 1969.
Yes. They moved to what was called the new building then. I guess we technically, right now in this day, have three buildings that refer to a city hall. I call this the old city hall. Then we have the old City Hall by the Tulsa County Courthouse. And then we have the new City Hall, which is the building there at Cincinnati and, I believe, 2nd Street.
Right. And in 1975, this building, the Tulsa Municipal Building, was added to the National Register of Historic Places because of its obvious significance as the longtime seat of Tulsa City government. Did you have any work in this building early on? You have a remembrance
yes.
of this building?
Yes. As a young man in junior high school, all up through high school, I was fortunate to be employed by the City of Tulsa Park Department. We lived right across from Archer Park. That's where I grew up. The park had a softball diamond. Softball was quite an organized sport for various leagues back in that time. They played three games at night under the lights, this type of thing. So I first had a job as what I would call the shag boy, meaning if a foul ball was hit over the fence or a home run occurred, I'm supposed to run out and try to bring the ball back because I guess their budget wouldn't allow them to lose the ball. Then I graduated from that to being scoreboard keeper at Archer Park. And ultimately, when I was in high school, actually started taking care of the park. That meant preparing it for the night's games, and that was an all-day job. To get paid, I had to come to this building down on the first floor and pick up my paycheck. So now I figure that in my life, I've made the complete circle, you know, from paycheck at the old City Hall, and when I get a paycheck now, it's at the old City Hall.
Yeah. Where were you born?
Tulsa, Oklahoma. At the Flower Hospital, and lived here in Tulsa all my life, with the exception of the last 10 years. After a retirement, I moved up into Delaware County near the Illinois River. I still maintain an office here, still have business here.
What was the name of that hospital?
Flower, I believe, F-L-O-W-E-R. It no longer exists.
Did that become a part of another hospital system?
I don't believe it did. I think it was a small private hospital somewhere up on North Denver, that area.
Your mother's name, her maiden name, and where she was from?
Her name was Ethel Frew, her maiden name, F-R-E-W. Her family had come to Oklahoma from the Pittsburgh area in 1917. They lived in Tulsa forever after that. My father was, of course, Sevier Moreland Fallis, Sr. They came to Oklahoma out of the Dallas, Texas area, his father and family. They had produce businesses in Tulsa. They had outlets for produce. He had been in the produce business, actually, in Dallas for some chain store down there, is my understanding. But they came in about 1916 to the Tulsa area.
Your father then had a produce business in Tulsa?
Well, his father had a produce business. The Trenton Market was very active then. He had a place at the Trenton Market where he had an outlet. He had another place on Utica, and he had a third place. I can't remember where that was. They're gone now and all, but in the Depression, that business went out. My dad, as a young man, had worked with his father. So then after his father passed away, Dad continued to try to do produce business. He had an uncle who was in the fish distribution business, the White River Fish Market. It still exists in Tulsa today. That was his uncle, and so he'd do a little bit of work with them. As the years went by, he got full-time into what he called the fresh fish distributors. It was a one-man operation, him, unless I was working with him or helping him. We sold fish. We sold it off the back of a pickup truck. And it was fresh fish. It wasn't frozen. Sold it in places like Muskogee, Okmulgee, Sapulpa. We'd go out and park on a corner of a street. During the Second World War, I can remember very well, one of the real hot corners for us to park at was out there near where the casino is now, out on 412. We would park in that area because people going to work and coming home from work out of McDonnell Douglas, which was a big, big operation back then, would stop and buy fresh fish, take it home, cook it up, I guess. But anyway, we're in the fish business then.
Were you then how old when you were helping your father?
Oh, I started helping him on the weekends by going and parking on street corners probably when I was in the 7th, 8th, 9th grade. We had a lot of activity. They called him the fish man. I remember one time we were going through Sapulpa, I believe it was, in an area north part of Sapulpa. That was a black area. I don't know if it still is or not, but it was predominantly black area. Little boys were outside, and of course I was in the 7th or 8th grade, and you know how you are when you're that age. You know everything, but you don't know anything. And I was sitting on top of the ice box. Dad had these ice boxes made that would be packed with ice with the fish. He had written on the side of the truck, in whitewash, I guess you'd call it, fresh fish. So these little boys said, hey, there's the fish laying up on top of that box. I was bothered by that. My pride is shattered. But anyway, yeah, we did a lot of fish selling.
Where did he get the fish?
You could not sell game fish in Oklahoma. Like a game fish, like channel catfish was a game fish in Oklahoma. Channel catfish was shipped in from Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas. Rough fish was from right here in Oklahoma. You could sell rough fish, carp, drum, buffalo. The names are changed. Some people call things differently, you know. Like gasbagoo was drum, or drum was gasbagoo. I'm not sure for sure. But anyway, those rough fish were probably right out of Oklahoma. But they were fresh. When you got them shipped in on the Railway Express, if they came from out of state, they came in iced, and we had to go down and pick them up, load them into those boxes, and sell them as quick as we could, because you couldn't keep anything, you know, just on ice.
Where was the place in town, the location that you picked them up off the train? You
remember? The Railway Express Agency was right below where the downtown depot is. You could drive underneath the building right down there, and they had some loading docks down there. I would help them go down, pick those up, and load them in.
So your father sold fish for a greater part of his life then?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'd say beginning in about 1945, all the way up until he quit working, retired. That would have been another good number of years. So it was in the 80s.